This is our Truth in 10 segment, where Pastor Mark answers your prophecy questions in 10 minutes or less. Pastor Mark, our next question comes from Cameron. By the way, Cameron watches us or listens to us in Greenville, South Carolina. And his question goes as this. In light of Ezekiel 38 and the nations that the Antichrist will be allied with, what would cause you to look for a European Antichrist versus a Middle Eastern Antichrist? The Roman Empire did not crush the nations and cultures that it conquered and expanded Western instead of into these same nations. It seems as if Scripture indicated Middle East rather than European. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, again, I don't know that I see Scripture that indicates that it's more Middle East than European. I would have to know what Scriptures you're talking about, Cameron, because I can't think of any that would lean me in that direction right now. But I will say this, the overall picture is this. We don't know where the Antichrist is going to come from for sure. The Bible just doesn't tell us. But we know it's going to be from the revived Roman Empire, which would be the ancient Roman Empire somewhere. And the Middle East was included in that. So
yes, it was.
Rome ruled it all. So
Syria.
Could he rise up out of the Middle East? Yes, he could rise up out of the Middle East. The reason most people believe he's going to rise up out of modern Europe is because of the connection to Rome. There's a real strong connection to Rome with the Antichrist in Revelation, as well as with the false prophet, quite obviously. We know the false prophet is connected to a city on seven hills. So most people believe that. However, either way, we will find out at some point, that's going to be something that's going to be revealed. And again, we're not going to be able to nail that down. But as far as the interesting question you pose here as to whether or not they could, Middle Eastern or Jewish or whatever you said, could they?
Eastern or from Europe.
Yes. But again, that expands it beyond. I had a question just this week about whether or not it could be a Jew, part Jew and part Arab, if you will, that could be the Antichrist. And I'll say also, yes, part European, part Middle Eastern. If you got someone that had a little bit of both, the Bible didn't say they will, but Greg, that would explain a lot of things. And I would almost say, if you wanted to take that route, for example, you see someone that's a little bit of both, that means everybody can receive them. Somebody that's part of Europe, you'd be a part of the world system. Part of the Middle East, you'd be a part of the Middle East system. And that would make you more appealing to the world rather than it just being, say, a Jew or an Arab, or you get the point.
Yeah.
But it was something interesting. Somebody brought up to me, Greg, and I've thought about it before, but this just kind of reminded me of it. Again, whether it be Europe, whether it be full-blooded, whatever, doesn't matter, or whether it be European and Middle Eastern, doesn't matter. But if there's a mixture, to me, the most logical way to do the mixture for Satan would be, if he was going to raise somebody up, would be somebody that's half Arab and half Jew. And the reason I say that is this could be a real connecting point for the entire Middle East that the world could accept, because everybody's trying to bring peace to the Middle East. And the biggest problems in the world actually are the Middle East, pretty much. I mean, you got China going now and all that, but I'm saying overall, historically. And the reason I say that is both the Arab and the Jew have a common father in their literal bloodline, and that is Abraham. The Arabs come through Ishmael, and the Jews come through Isaac. So if you had someone who was both part Arab and part Jew, it's almost like you're bringing the family back together, and you know what? He's not totally Arab, but we can accept him because he's a part of Dad's line, or he's not totally Jew, but we can accept him because he's a part of Dad's line back to Abraham. And Greg, that could be used possibly as a way to bring the parties together, but we just don't know.
Well, and another thing too, Cameron, is when you look at Judaism and you look at Islam and you ask them, what is one of the identifiers for their Messiah? So in Islam, it's the 12th Imam.
Yep, great point.
For Judaism, it's Messiah ben David.
Right.
And both religions will tell you, Cameron, that their Messiah will bring peace to the Temple Mount. They're both looking for the same thing.
Yep.
And it's going to come out of the same person. And so that is going to be another hallmark of the Antichrist. And I agree with you, Pastor Mark. I think the lineage of this individual somehow will connect both religious backgrounds where the people will accept this individual.
And Greg, actually, that brings up another point to even further strengthen the hypothesis that it could be half Arab, half Jew, or so to speak, because this, the Arabs are looking for an Arab world leader.
Yes.
Nothing else. The Jews are looking for a Jewish world leader. Nothing else. So if they both see a world leader taking over that they believe is their Messiah / Mahdi, then okay, maybe we got it wrong. Maybe it's a little bit of both. And what a beautiful way to bring back the family of Abraham as one.
Talk about inclusiveness.
I'm telling you, all inclusive. And so again, we don't know. Again, great questions, but I do believe it could be a mixture of both. I think that's a point. We don't know. It could possibly still be European. We don't know on that. But either way, these are great questions, and this is fun stuff to think about, but we'll have to wait and see because only God knows.